The South Dakota Soybean Ag Outlook, held earlier this month, featured grain analyst Bree Botts with Terrain discussing soybean prices today as impacted by history. She gave an interesting presentation on Brazil, China, and the global platform that's shaping today's prices.
It's persistent global production outpacing global demand, and that's primarily led by Brazil.
Just 10 years ago, both Brazil and the U.S. produced roughly 100 million metric tons of soybeans, exporting about half of that each year. Today, Botts reports Brazil's soybean production and exports have doubled.
While U.S. production and exports have remained relatively flat, and that's going to continue, and that is what's going to pressure prices longer term.
Botts states trade wars have impacted U.S.-China relations, but more importantly was China's African swine fever in 2018, which led to its herd rebuilding.
We saw $15 beans, $8 corn in 2020, and the main reason for that is the African swine fever recovery. That was a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon to drive that demand. It's not going to happen again.
She states China has been stockpiling soybeans for the past several years and can get by with purchasing its soy from mostly South America. In addition, China has invested over $70 billion in infrastructure projects in Brazil.
This was happening well before the trade war, and it will likely continue on well after Trump is out of office. They have a strategic partnership.
Depending on China to bolster U.S. soy prices is risky, but Botts sees increasing domestic demand for soy through biofuels and fostering relationships with other foreign buyers to be solutions to the China uncertainty. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.